Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. There's been a lot of talk this week, you might have seen it, about Cheddar Man. But who or what is Cheddar Man? Is not the latest Marvel superhero, but Cheddar Man is one of the first modern Britons who lived 10,000 years ago. And here to tell us a bit about Cheddar Man, his dark-skinned origins and his connection to the first modern Irish settlers, is Dan Bradley, who is professor in population genetics in the genetics department at Trinity College Dublin. Dan, good morning.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
How are you keeping?
Very good, thanks.
This was really a remarkable story. Now, the skeleton was discovered in 1903, Cheddar Man, but technology and developments in DNA analysis has resulted in his story being fleshed out, pun intended perhaps, and a reconstruction made of this prehistoric man, ancient man.
That's right. He's part of a body of research that's happening in different countries where these old fossils, they're old in the sense they were discovered a long time ago, but also they're thousands of years old, are being sequenced because we now have fantastic technology that's able to sequence genomes, where a few years ago we were only able to sequence a few hundred base pairs of the code. Now we can sequence the whole thing. And that allows us, as you say, to put some flesh on the bones and discover aspects of people in the past, such as how do they relate to us, and
Is that physical relation, as in similarities?
Ancestral. And also their physical, some aspects of their physical makeup.
So the genome analysis and the testing and so on, clearly I'm not an expert, that allows people to deduce or arrive at skin colour, eye colour, hair?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And then many other traits. Some of which are very similar between ourselves and people who lived here or in Britain 9,000 years ago, and some of which are different. And I suppose the differences are what is interesting, because they're the aspects that have changed.
Well, let's talk about a couple of those differences, because, I mean, they came up with a picture of Cheddar Man. You might have seen it. Some people fancied Cheddar Man, I saw on social media, but
I thought he was a bit ugly myself.
Really? I think he's quite swarthy now, you know, I have to say. Blue eyes and dark skin, which is quite unusual.
It's an unusual combination today.
Today, yeah.
Yes, but today people here and in Britain were separated from Cheddar Man by thousands of years of natural selection, and also by at least two big migrations which have changed the genetic character of people on these islands. So one of the aspects that people have really picked up on Cheddar Man, and it's something that we see in other humans who lived in that era, including a couple of Irish ones that we've managed to sequence over the last short while. We haven't published them yet. Is pigmentation. There are a few genes that have changed their sequence in Europeans in general, and in Ireland in particular, people with Irish ancestry have very pale skin. Over thousands of years, because of the lack of sunlight, and very light skin is adapted to the synthesis of vitamin D,
which
you get from sunshine in very poor sunshine, and it's bad if you live in a climate where there's very high sunshine, because your skin is more prone to damage and skin cancer, but it's good for vitamin D synthesis, and that's obviously been a big deal biologically in the history of peoples in Europe. Now, that we know in the case of Cheddar Man, in the case of ancient Irish hunter-gatherers, because that's what he was, he's before farming.
Yeah, so it's a Stone Age kind of...
It's Middle Stone Age. Before farming. They had darker skin, and that's what they've recreated in this reconstruction.
And it's taken quite a few people by surprise. I thought it was funny in England that on social media, like Twitter, people were goading and slagging off far-right groups, racist groups, because, Britain first and take pride in their white heritage and all the rest of it, but it turns out that actually your heritage, your ancestors, your forebears had dark skin.
Yes, and true. And he's partly our ancestor.
Right.
A decent percentage of our ancestry comes from this group. But then we've had other inputs with the first farmers, who ultimately came from Turkey, and also a later group who marauded across from the steppe in just above the Black Sea.
West Russia.
Yeah. And so we've had these big migrations from elsewhere into Britain and into Ireland that have shaped who we are today.
Yeah.
We're pretty much all somewhat darker skinned than we are today.
God, they'll hate that now. They'll hate that.
Well, they'll have to live with it.
It was possibly on purpose, maybe, to get some good to get a spotlight on the story.
Yeah, it's interesting that it's come out so strongly in this case, because we have known from other there's been similarly aged hunter gatherers sequenced from Spain, from Luxembourg, a little bit older from we sequenced one from Switzerland. And they tell the same story. So it's interesting that this has come out now.
Yeah.
It's really a big story.
Just on the Irish angle, there are two individuals that are over 6,000 years old and they're kind of providing similar results.
They are, yes. They're part of the same human family as of early European hunter-gatherers that Cheddar Man is and other people that have been sequenced.
Where were the skeletons discovered?
Those two were from... Well, I won't say too much because it's still a work in progress, but they were from caves, one in Limerick and one in Leitrim.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we're in the process of sequencing their full genomes, but we know enough at this stage to say that they have the same physical characteristics that you're talking about in Cheddar Man.
Right. Mm. It's fascinating because it's fair to say you learn an awful lot from the past just by carrying out analysis on one.
Yes. I mean, for up until a few years ago, we were stuck with looking at modern variation and trying to understand the past. Now, the problem with that is it's like trying to understand where a stone fell into a pool long after the ripples have gone.
Right.
And it's so much more powerful to go directly to the past and sequence the genomes from thousands of years ago because they have been changed by different migrations, different layers of genomes that have moved in and out since then. So it's really very powerful.
And
it's unexpected. I mean, we wouldn't have guessed that they had blue eyes and darker skin.
That's the thing that struck me. Just now you don't associate blue eyes at all with anyone with darker skin.
Yeah. There's other differences too. Modern people in these islands, we have the ability to digest lactose, to drink raw milk, and they didn't, not as adults. There's other dietary changes and other changes to genes that have been involved in disease resistance that have been selected over the years.
Right, so you can tell all that from the analysis.
Yeah, well, from analysis of moderns and comparing them to ancients. Yeah.
Because a lot of people do object to, you know, drinking cow's milk. And, you know, why? Like, why do we? Do you know? It's interesting that we've developed over time a tolerance to it, mostly. Some people don't, obviously.
Well, the tolerance to the genetic variant that gives us the ability to drink milk as adults and digest it successfully without unpleasant
after effects.
It's actually more common in Ireland than on any other patch of ground on the planet.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And why
the
is
Irish
that?
Love their milk. That's the...
Well, certainly our ancestors did.
Yeah.
Milk must have been a very important factor in survival.
Mm.
For this selection to have been so strong.
That's mad.
Yeah.
That is, we're world leaders when it comes to drinking and digesting milk.
If you want a national gene, that's it. Lactose.
That's it, their national characteristic. You know, we like milk. Of course, you know, as they say, who milked the first cow and what were they doing when they did it? You know, it's one of those funny things that I ask my children to think about. Well, look, if nothing else, we can take away the fact that we're good at digesting milk. When did you say your own results? Is that a work in progress
I hope within the year we'll be able to publish not just these couple of genomes, but we're engaged in a larger study. Myself, my colleagues, Lara Cassidy, for example, in my lab, and the National Museum. And we're sequencing over 100 ancient humans from Ireland to try and understand in detail the genetic changes that have made us who we are today. Both fairly unimportant ones, like the genes that cause skin pigmentations, but also medically important ones too.
Yeah, of course. Excellent. Well, look forward to getting the results. Dan Bradley is Professor in Population Genetics at Trinity College Dublin. Thanks a million for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.